There we go. Welcome to the stock market update. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, last trading day of the month, still live from Germany. And we have a lot to talk about because last week, stocks had a great week and the Dow finally snapped its worst losing streak in 99 years. So last week we have the FOMC minutes and retail earnings, and they came out really good. So we'll take a look at these. Now, today we have more news from the Eurozone. We'll talk about that. So we have inflation in the Eurozone hitting an all-time high. We have the crude oil ban on Russian crude oil. So we'll talk about this. And then we have a major report coming this week, and that is the jobs report. So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about. Plus, we'll show you our current positions because on Friday, several of our positions expired worthless or got called away. So we'll show you what happened, where we are right now, and how we plan to trade this week. All right, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, before we take a look at the markets, I mean, we had a long weekend, and you went to Munich.
I did.
How was it?
It was a great city. Had a blast. Real neat place.
Okay. Most memorable moment. Hofbräuhaus.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yep. Good big old pretzels and a big beer.
Okay, you had the 1 liter, the 64 ounce.
That was the only one that would fit in my hand.
How do you feel about finishing it off?
Oh, it was great.
All right. I went to visit my parents over the weekend, so also had a blast. So I'm going to Munich next weekend. So do I need to get some tips from you? I think I'll find my way around Munich.
I think you know a thing or two.
Okay. Let's take a look at the markets and see of what is happening here. And I mean, yeah, last week, just a phenomenal week. And look at this. I mean, the S&P just moved higher, same the Dow and the NASDAQ.
Yeah, I mean, the Dow and the S&P coming off their best weekly gain since November 2020. So it's been a while. You have the S&P up there, up 6.5% for the week. You look at that chart and you see that there was some support, maybe around the 4,200 level, and then we broke lower. Now we're getting right back up to that level. Could it be resistance? Could we move through it? We'll have to see, but just an impressive week.
Yeah, I mean, also for the Dow, really good, and the NASDAQ. So let's talk about, I mean, in the NASDAQ, not as high, but the NASDAQ really got hammered. I mean, for the year, I believe that the NASDAQ right now is down, what, 22.5%? The Dow, back in the single digits for the year, only down 8.6%. So that's pretty impressive. Right now, still inflation fears, interest fears, and this is why the NASDAQ down, the Dow up.
Yeah, but I mean, the NASDAQ did lead the way last week, up 6.8%, snapping a seven-week losing streak. So yeah, you can't complain too much.
And this is where it's all about, okay, how is the economy doing right now? And we had this little scare from Walmart who said, well, we're not doing good. I mean, consumer confidence is shaking. Going forward, we see that we make less money. We have the same from Target, supply chain issues. But then last week, we had a bunch of other retailers reporting earnings, and they had a different outlook. I mean, most notable, probably Best Buy, and we'll take a look at a few others here as well.
Yeah, the retail picture seemed to change just a little bit, or at least that concern and worry after Target and Walmart were just crushed. It seems like traders felt a little more comfortable after last week's earnings.
Yeah, so last week we had Nordstrom reporting earnings. I mean, this is a stock that we traded in the past. Haven't traded recently, but I mean, a great week for Nordstrom. Yep. We had Dollar General, DG, reporting earnings last week, so they also pulled way higher here, all up more than 10% for the week. Then we had Dollar Tree, is it DLTR, right?
Yes. Yep.
DLTR, also phenomenal week. And I mean, this helped the overall sentiment and saying, okay, also that we had a little bit of the uncertainty coming out of the market after the FOMC meeting minutes were released.
Exactly. And with the FOMC meeting minutes, there really weren't any surprises there. So that gave traders, I'd say, a little ammunition to be long going into the three-day weekend.
Yeah. And this is where we also saw that the VIX was dropping below 30 again, but we're still hovering around 30. This morning, trading a little bit higher here at around 28. Also looking at the 10-year yields, ticking a little bit higher here this morning. And this is basically after comments that we heard yesterday from Fed Governor Christoph Waller. Did you see that?
I did see that. He's mentioned that he expects a 50 basis point interest rate hikes to continue. And so that seems to be the plan, at least for the time being. It was interesting, though, because on Friday, we had core personal consumption expenditures, the CPE price index, come out. And it came out up 4.9% year over year since last April. But it was slowing down a little bit from March. So we had some positive news there. But then we hear this, and then there's some news from Europe.
Right, but let's stick with the Fed governor here before we go there, because this is where it's really interesting. So here we see the CME FedWatch tool and what market participants are expecting. And we already expected kind of here for the next two meetings, because that's what the FOMC meeting minutes revealed, that we will hike interest rates by half a percentage point. But after Waller's remarks yesterday, we see that there's a shift for the September meeting.
Okay.
See, before that, I mean, market participants were basically saying, yeah, it's probably only a quarter point. And now it seems that it is 50-50 between a quarter point and half a point. Now, again, it's only one Fed member saying this, but it means that we could actually see a few more half percentage point hikes. And if you look, when we looked at it last week, it was the next two meetings, half percentage point, and then slowing down. So that's what we see this morning. And then, yeah, as you said, bad news out of Europe.
Yeah, so the Eurozone inflation hit a record high for a seventh straight month, up 8.1% through May. And you see here that record high food and energy prices, or inflation hit a record high.
Okay. So the other news is that this morning or yesterday, the EU zone actually issued an embargo and a ban on Russian crude oil. And we see the crude oil this morning as a result
jumping.
So now at a 2 months high, and this is not good because we're talking about inflation. And especially when we see this, that, okay, food and energy prices soar, and then we see a crude oil making a 2-year high. Well, this is where probably Fed Governor Waller has a point that maybe the Fed needs to raise interest rates a little bit further than everybody expected.
Yeah, I mean, we know the impact that energy costs has on inflation, and that being a big part of some of the price increases that we're seeing, or the spending that's needing to be done. But we also see on the crude oil chart, that first spike that we had during the year was when Russia invaded Ukraine, and there was so much uncertainty what was next, and you see that sharp pullback, but now creeping right back up there.
Right. So we'll see what happens here over the next few weeks. I believe that this week there's also an OPEC meeting. Let's take a look at the economic calendar and see what's happening here this week. Let me go back here. Let me go to PowerX Optimizer and the economic calendar. I thought that either it's this week or next week that OPEC is meeting. I mean, the big one this week will be the jobs report on Friday. And this will be interesting because the Fed right now is more concerned about inflation. The Fed has a dual mandate, right? I mean, they need to get unemployment under control, so as low as possible. However, also inflation. And right now, the Fed said inflation is our main concern. So we could see actually that the unemployment rate starts ticking higher.
Sure, sure.
So that's something to look out for this week. All right. So what can we expect going into this trading week, Mark? What do you think?
Well, we see in the futures markets that we're dipping a little bit. So it looks like after the three-day weekend and futures were open for a little bit yesterday, that we are going to see a little bit of a negative start here going into the U.S. Open. But the focus will be on jobs and anything inflation related.
Yeah, we also have a few companies reporting earnings. I mean, we're really winding down earnings season, but we do have, let's see, I wrote it down. We have Salesforce reporting earnings after the bell, CRM, Hewlett-Packard, HPE, and also Victoria's Secret. So another retailer, so we'll see what they have to say.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret's earnings could be very revealing. Sorry.
Couldn't help yourself, right?
I know.
Okay, so let's take a little bit about our, let's talk about our positions here, because we had quite a few going into the long weekend, but then on Friday, quite a few of our positions got called away. So let's take a look at BX Blackstone. So we were assigned at 110.
Yep.
So we sold puts, got assigned, and then we sold calls, and they were just rallying higher. So our shares got called away, and we just collected all of the premium. Didn't make any money on the shares, but this was not our intention in the first place. Our intention was to collect as much premium as possible on BX.
Exactly. We had that drop in creating a new range for us there, getting down below 100, but trading between around 100 and 110. You know, ideally, I would have liked to roll those calls maybe once or twice, and there was just such a quick rally last week, but I can't complain. Real nice profits there.
All right. Then the next was Hawk, Harley Davidson. I mean, this is a trade that I took. You didn't trade it. I sold the 34 puts, got assigned. Then I sold some calls against it. And as you can see also here, called away and just collecting and keeping the whole premium.
Yep.
So that's good. So let's remove this. So these two are right now out of the portfolio. Still have NVIDIA. NVIDIA has been great. I got assigned at 195. And at first, they dipped, but I was able to sell calls against it. And I sold actually some calls against it 2 minutes before the close on Friday. We'll talk about this with our mastermind group here in a moment.
All right, so sneaking some in. And my alternative to your NVIDIA is AMD. So I'm in AMD at 104. AMD has been working out nicely. We're getting back up to my assignment price. I was able to sell some calls at the 104 strike last week.
Yeah, then we have TPR. That's another retailer having a good week yesterday. Was signed at 37. So right now, I haven't been able to sell calls just yet. But let's see what's happening today. I mean, markets, I said, are a little bit lower pre-market, and we see it's trading at 34.18. But TPR is known to make wild moves here. So maybe today can sell some calls. Then you, I traded Visa the week before. You traded Visa last week. So you sold the 192.50 puts, and gosh, it closed at 212, so expiring worthless.
Worked out great. Actually, I did close, I think, for more than 90% of its max profit on Thursday to free up some buying power. But either way, it worked out great.
Right. So for me, going into this week, NVIDIA and TPR. For you, AMD.
AMD, yep.
That's the only one?
Well, of course, there's LVS too.
But yeah, okay. Yeah. LVS, Ride, and ArcF. So these are the ones that I still have. Yeah, but I mean, this will be good. And looking at the pre-market action, we might actually, so it seems that the NASDAQ is opening a little bit lower. As you said, it's a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ. We're moving higher yesterday, but then we've been sliding, and mainly because of the news out of the Eurozone. But we'll see. Right now, we're pulling higher. So it might be great to sell some calls in this short trading week.
That would be the idea. And I mean, all things considered, after last week's solid rally, this is a minor pullback. So
yeah, if you look at a daily chart here, absolutely. I mean, just a phenomenal week. A little bit of profit taking.
It's expected.
Because I was surprised that we didn't see any profit taking on Friday going into the long weekend. But on Friday, if you just look at a 5-minute chart here, we were actually rallying into the close.
Yep.
Super, super interesting, because usually when we have a great week like this, we see a little bit of profit taking, especially ahead of a long weekend.
Sure.
We didn't see this. So this morning, paired with this news, we might actually see a little bit of profit taking.
Could be the case.
Okay. Anyhow, hey, we're excited to start trading here in a moment.
Another
we have
week.
A room full of our mastermind members. So this will be another great week. So I hope that you have a great week. I hope that you had a great long weekend. If you had a long weekend, if you are somewhere where they didn't celebrate Memorial Day and you have already been working yesterday, hey, it's anyhow a good week. Sun is shining. Oh, look at this. This looks beautiful. Okay. Back to here. So have a great trading week. Make lots of money. And we'll see you back tomorrow morning live from Germany.
Happy trading, everybody.